This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Police announcing an arrest in the shooting that left two women wounded near Friday's Eagles Parade. KYW's Sunny Morgan has more.
Officials say a 28-year-old man has been arrested for the shooting, which investigators say was the result of a fistfight. They say a 27-year-old woman was shot in the left leg, while a 20-year-old woman was wounded in the upper left thigh. Both are in stable condition. According to police, it happened on the 2300 block of the Ben Franklin Parkway near Parktown Place. They say the fight broke out after one of the victim's boyfriends cut through the crowd to get to a porta potty. Investigators say he was punched in the face and someone pulled out a gun and fired shots during the scuffle. Officials say despite being unable to locate a scene, they recovered a weapon and were able to identify the shooter after investigation. The 28-year-old man is in police custody awaiting charges. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The man identified as Brandon Ramos. He's been charged with aggravated assault, possessing an instrument of crime, simple assault, and reckless endangerment. The Montgomery County DA offering a reward in hopes of identifying a shooter who killed a man who was sitting in his car Thursday night in Norristown. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
27-year-old Cesar Flores Diaz was found dead in his car by Norristown police officers just before 9 p.m. Thursday on George Street near Elm Street. Officers were called to the scene for reports of gunshots, and authorities say they found Flores Diaz with multiple gunshot wounds to the head. A subsequent investigation led authorities to surveillance video from across the street from where Flores Diaz was shot. The video shows him parking his Volkswagen CC when a gunman runs up to the driver's side window and fires multiple shots. The gunman then fled north on George Street towards Elm. The video of the shooting has been released to the public, and authorities are offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to the gunman's capture. Anyone with information should call Montgomery County Detectives or Norristown Police. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A simple party invitation to a new neighbor captured on video, inspiring thousands around the world to host their own gatherings. The viral cultural moment is known as Doug's Winter Party. The man at the center, an 87-year-old Army veteran from Bucks County. KYW's Kristen Johansson has his story.
87-year-old Doug Turner has lived on his block for nearly two decades and wanted to host a party for his neighbors to meet each other. So he wrote up an invitation, complete with a hand-drawn snowflake, which said, Doug's Winter Party from 4 p.m. until the cops come.
That's the line I've always used for parties.
His neighbor captured the moment on her Ring camera.
And that's an invite to a party on February 15th.
Okay. And posted it on TikTok, where it's been seen by millions of people across the country like Boston and Alaska, and the world like Australia, inspiring them to host their own neighborhood party.
If it helps people start to talk to each other and maybe just ignore some of this horrible stuff we see on the news sometimes, or not ignore, maybe try to do something about it, but at least sort of lighten their lives a little bit, I guess that's a good thing.
The endearing moment caught the hearts of celebrities like Michael Bublé and Bethany Frankel, who wanted to join, Bublé offering some of his whiskey for the party. Businesses from all over have also offered their goods.
There's five boxes stacked up by my radio that are just popcorn.
But it will be a quieter night at Turner's, about two dozen neighbors, some snacks, and good cheer.
I just hope that the fact that they watch this and seem to like it, maybe that will spread around a little bit and there'll be more friendship instead of gunfire and stuff like that.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Who doesn't love a parade? KYW's Mike DiNardo and Scott Graham were camped out on the steps of the Art Museum for the big Eagles Super Bowl parade yesterday.
Through airborne confetti and pyrotechnics, smoke, Eagles players, coaches, and the front office stood on the iconic Rocky steps to celebrate their Super Bowl 59 win. Scott Graham, it's a place where Jalen Hurts didn't expect to be.
No, perhaps he did not, or at least he didn't expect to be there right away.
I told myself that when I got drafted that I wouldn't come to the Rocky steps until I won a championship. And now we're here. I know this year this team has had to battle through so much. This team has had to fight. But I know about this city, one thing we do, we fight.
And that all-for-one approach was at the center of head coach Nick Sirianni's comments.
You can't be great without the greatness of others. And we look at all these guys that we have on this stage of teams not celebrated enough. This team is special.
Sirianni and the players made sure to thank the fans, many of whom lingered long after the players had left. At the Art Museum with Scott Graham, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Define your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.